Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tethys Oil AB three-month report 2015. Today, I'm pleased to present Magnus Nordin, Managing Director, and Morgan Sevaranjani, CFO. For the first part of this call, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards, there will be a question and answer session. Speakers, please begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to address you to present Tethys Oil's results for the first quarter, 2015. We are more than happy to say that we are thoroughly alive and severely kicking. Oil prices, of course, are a lot lower than they were at this time a year ago, but at $60 oil plus, we are still doing extremely well. Looking at the highlights, we are happy to report a yet increased production, new production record for the first quarter. March production from Blocks 3 and 4 topped 9,000 barrels of oil per day. Sales are down, primarily following oil prices, but also, we are leaving the quarter in an underlifted position, actually to the tune of some 40 million crowns of underlifted market prices. EBITDA continues to be a healthy 76 million crowns, down sharply compared to Q4, but still leaving us in a cash flow positive mode. And result, 39 million crowns, 1.11 crown per share, still perfectly fine margins for a company in our position. Even better, the cash position, more than 400 million crowns available in the bank. Add to that an untapped credit line of $100 million, and we actually have an awful lot of money on hand to use for interesting purposes in our operations. And to top it all off, the board of directors have proposed to distribute to shareholders 3 crowns per share, and that will be up for decision by the AGM to be held next Wednesday, the 13th of May. Looking at the details behind, our asset portfolio has not changed over the last 3 months. We are still active in Lithuania, France, and Oman, with little activity in France. Lithuania, again, cash flow positive at current prices, with some exploration activity actually taking place later this quarter in the easternmost of our licenses. But of course, Oman being the star performer, where Blocks 3 and 4 continue to yield production record virtually on a monthly basis. Our reserves, nothing new. This is the year-end number, 17.8 million barrels, 2P. We've had some exploration and drilling success also over the first quarter, and we are, of course, hopeful that the reserve numbers will continue to increase as they have over the last couple of years. Production trend pretty clear. We are going from lower production to higher production. We expect that trend to continue. However, we also are aware that we will see some monthly fluctuations. It could very well be that one month will be a little bit higher than the previous or the following month, but the trend for the year should continue to show an increased production quarter by quarter. And with more than 9,000 barrels of oil per day for March, we can only conclude that we continue to be quite profitable, both at current oil prices and with increasing production. Let me turn the floor over to our CFO, Morgan, who will comment a little bit more in detail on the numbers for the quarter. Morgan, go ahead.
Thank you, Magnus, and good morning to everyone. Pleased to present the first quarter report. Before jumping into the financial details, the key developments during the first quarter has been continued production growth, a significant movement from over to underlift. Impact of lower oil prices have come in effect during the first quarter for Tethys Oil. The total cash flow from Blocks 3 and 4 continues to be positive, even if marginal so, and we've seen a further strengthening of the US dollar during the first quarter. Looking at the oil production on a quarterly basis, the production is slightly up compared to last quarter. If we look back a little bit longer and compared to the first quarter a year ago, it's up 30%. Behind this development is the Lower Bua appraisal and the water injection program on Farha. I should remind everyone that all of our production here comes from Block 3 and 4 in Oman, where we have a 30% interest, and the production comes from a production license which is valid for 30 years. Turning over to barrels sold, we sold just over 300,000 barrels for the first quarter this year. And this development of barrels sold has not been in line with the production development, as previously mentioned. This has created an increased underlift, and the movement from overlift as per year-end 2014 to end of March 15 has been a movement of 90,000 barrels. This was obviously with good timing as oil prices came down. The value of this effect, as Magnus mentioned earlier, is around 40 million Swedish kroners. The good news, of course, is that these barrels are available for sale in the following months. Over to sales. Sales has come down from 310 million Swedish kroners in the fourth quarter to 163 million in the first quarter. It's down 47%. This is the reason here is the oil price and the barrels sold, the movement from overlift to underlift. Looking at the oil prices on the next slide, we can see that they have come down during the fourth quarter, and the lower prices of the low point for Brent was in January, which came in full effect in March. Since the low point in January, prices have moved up and stabilized. The achieved price for Tethys oil during the first quarter was $64 per barrel. Should remember here that our price comes with a two-month delay to Brent prices. The price is in line with Brent, but comes with a two-month delay. Moving over to EBITDA, we continue to generate cash from our operations. The EBITDA is at 76 million Swedish kroners. It's down 62% compared to fourth quarter. This is due to the lower oil prices, which is creating decreased margins. Moving over to expenses and OPEX in particular. OPEX is down compared to fourth quarter and it's at 75 million Swedish kroners compared to 102 million in the fourth quarter. So that's obviously good. There are timing effects in the OPEX category as usual. They are linked primarily to the movement from over to underlift of the 90,000 barrels. Turning to the netback and OPEX per barrel, we can see that the netback is down to $20 per barrel compared to the $35 in the fourth quarter. The adjusted OPEX, if we remove timing effects, the total OPEX is between $11 and $15 per barrel. We should here remember that of these operating expenditures, 50 to 60% are more direct lifting costs of 50 to 60%. So it's worth remembering here that even at $60 oil, the netback is at solid $20 per barrel. The net result is up, but as you remember, we had a write-down of 127 million kroners in the fourth quarter. If you compare for that, the first quarter result is down 73%. Again, the reasons are following through the whole income statement, the lower oil prices and the movement from over to underlift. Let's remember also the value of this underlift move of 40 million Swedish kroners. Turning over to the balance sheet, it's again very strong. We have a liquid cash of 400 million Swedish kroners. The net cash is 371. That's up from year-end of 347. That's primarily driven by the strong dollar. All of our cash is kept in dollars, which has strengthened significantly. On top of this, we have our untapped reserve-based lending facility of up to $100 million. Look at the investments. We continue to invest significantly in blocks 3 and 4 during the first quarter. It's up from 100 million to 131 million Swedish kroners. The majority of these investments, almost all of these investments, relate to blocks 3 and 4. Obviously, investment comes to goes to wells, seismic studies, and infrastructure. Looking at the well count, you can see that the number of wells, they are up from fourth quarter to first quarter. Of the 11 wells drilled in the first quarter this year, four wells were drilled on the Farah South oil field, six on the Shad oil field, and there was also one exploration well in the B4 West 3D area, which Magnus will talk more about in just a few seconds. Cash flow. The Blocks 3 and 4 investment budget for this year, it's being adjusted to account for movement in oil prices. There will be an increased focus on drilling. We expect the Blocks 3 and 4 investments to be covered from cash flow from operations for this year. Worth to remember is that the total cash flow, including both OPEX and CAPEX from Blocks 3 and 4, compare that to the oil sales received during the first quarter, was positive during the first quarter. For Lithuania, we expect the all of our operations there to be self-financed from the oil production from the Gaisdai and the available cash within the Lithuanian structure for the work program to be completed for this year. With that said, I give the floor back to Magnus.
Thank you, Morgan. So, main message for this quarter is that much more of the same. We are fine at $60 oil. We are actually investing more than we have in any single quarter for the last 3 years. And turning to the map showing the block in 3 and 4 overview, we can see that we still have a fair amount of work to do in our blocks before we have come to a point where we can say we have realized peak potential. We've added a new oil field, the Shahad oil field, which is now producing from the Lower Bua and the Hufai reservoirs. It's within the original 3D areas with the Farah South field, the Sawan East field, and the Shahad field. Farah South, of course, being primarily producing from the Barik sandstones, and the Shahad and Sawan producing from the Hufai and the Lower Bua carbonates. We are continuing to map both the Farah, the Shahad areas, coming up with new prospects and keep drilling. We are also venturing into the area between Farah South and Shahad with the drill bit to see if we can move the Barik trend to the south and we can move the Lower Bua and Hufai trends to the north. We are adding seismic to the west of the Shahad field, the green areas on the map, and that's an ongoing process. And of course, we are extremely interested to see if the trends can be extended also into that part of the block, while increasing focus this year on the 2014 seismic area, which is now fully interpreted, covers several oil discoveries made by previous operators, and we expect to see these tested based on the new seismic by wells drilled by us later in the year. In the westernmost area, we have completed and interpreted seismic. We did one exploration well that did not encounter any oil, but gave interesting information to further evaluate also that part of the block. We are here looking at potential for other plays than the Barik and Lower Bua and the Hufai. And the seismic is now being interpreted based also on the well control from the recently completed well. Then, of course, we have the easternmost part of the block, where lead E was drilled last year. That is still being evaluated, and we would expect possibly to have a new interpretation, primarily for the southern part of the eastern area coming up later in the year. As far as the exploration focus, it's going to be much more of the same in the near field area and a few scattered far field wells over the year. Turning to the details, the Farah South field, this 31st March 2015, we've added a couple of producers. We also drilled the Alpha November fault block, the AN fault block, to the far west, which turned out to be water wet, actually lowering our success rate a little bit to probably below 90% again. It was the first water wet fault block we drilled in some time. However, as you can see, there are a number of yellow prospective blocks yet to be drilled, and we continue both with water injection, production wells, and new fault blocks. And in effect, on the Shahad field, we have the same picture. We continue to do step-outs, appraisal wells in the producing green areas, and we continue to map new structures while we try to understand the distribution of the oil. We have heavy oil, non-producible oil, at least at this stage, virtually in all the wells we drill, and presumably also between these green islands of light oil. And this is a situation we faced since we entered Block 4 with the heavy oil reported also by previous operators. We've been quite successful in producing the pools of light oil that we found within the sea of heavy oil, but work is still ongoing to try to understand the mechanisms behind the distribution between the heavy and the light, and what we can do in the long run with this vast area, or this vast oil-bearing area. Looking at the next couple of months, actually, on the exploration side, we will also see wells drilled in Lithuania. We're looking to target the Silurian reefs of Rasina license. They are well mapped on 3D. We don't know. There is oil in the area based on Soviet well data. We don't know if these are actually going to flow, but if they do, they will certainly upgrade our Lithuania prospectivity quite significantly. Oil price. We are still, of course, sensitive to oil prices. We're doing fine at $60 per barrel. Volatility in the oil price market has come down, and we see no immediate danger on the downside from these levels. And with the significant investments continuing on blocks 3 and 4, we expect production to continue to increase. As of July 1st, we expect to have 4 rigs on contract full-time, plus a rig dedicated to workovers and keeping the optimizing the, in particular, the Farah production. The water injection pilot on the Shahad field is under evaluation. One structure is being water flooded. We should know within the next 3-4 months how well it works and to optimize that project further, while, of course, continuing the collection of seismic and the firming up of new leads and prospects. That really is what we can hope for to deliver for you this morning. Much more of the same, and still very healthy at $60 oil, with a large pile of cash and an even larger untapped credit line. Questions?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. So that's 01 to ask a question. And we have one question in line coming from Mr. Johan Spitz from Pareto Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. A couple of questions actually on my end. Starting off on the new exploration well that you drilled, you call it B4 West 3D. This has not really been mentioned before, if I'm correct. Is this the new approach that you're taking, not to talk too much about new exploration wells in advance of results?
Given the amount of rigs we have in progress now, both and firming up leads and prospects throughout, drilling wells that have a more of a stratigraphic nature sometimes to try to tie seismic lines, and wells that have more of an exploratory nature to find oil. We are simply overwhelmed by wells and well data. That it's not to overemphasize the So it's not to overemphasize any particular well or its impact on the project. We prefer to lump them together and maintain a, shall we say, a balance on their impact. Bearing, of course, in mind that any material changes to the production outlook would, of course, be publicized immediately.
So with new exploration wells, those will be announced as the results come in. Then, if I interpret you correctly,
primarily so, yes.
Okay. And then on the water injection program on the Shad field. So there is essentially one pilot well.
Well, there's one structure
right
that's undergoing a pilot project, and we'll simply see how well that responds, and then based on that data, we would expect to have that continually over the next 3-4 months. A more comprehensive waterfront project will be designed.
Okay, so then that could potentially start to be implemented on a larger scale towards the end of the third quarter or fourth quarter of this year?
That's the intention. That's the intention.
Okay.
Subject, of course, to the results.
Sure. And then I noticed as well that the pace of the share buyback program has slowed down quite significantly in the first quarter. Is this sort of the pace of buybacks that we can expect for the rest of the year, or is that sort of changing a bit when thinking about combining it with the other cash distribution initiative that you've implemented?
I think the slowdown in the share buyback shall be seen in the light of the uncertainty that we had over oil prices in particular the first quarter. With the stabilization and also now first quarter results presented, and it's clear that we remain cash flow positive also from being underlifted and having had quite a substantial investment. I would expect that there's a good chance that the share buyback program will be returning at least to levels that we had during the second half of 2014.
Okay.
But as you rightly pointed out, Jan, it is all they're all various mechanisms for distributing cash back to shareholders.
Right, and obviously linked to that is the CapEx for this year. You're saying that it's being adjusted right now, the size of the CapEx program for 2015. Any more sort of indication on where you might end up relative to last year?
Not at the moment. We have the first quarter number in, and we've seen a stabilization in oil prices. I think that's the best guidance we can give at this time.
Okay, so if the oil price continue to grind higher, the first quarter level could more or less be extrapolated, or was that a one-off large number that we saw in Q1?
We'll see.
Okay. Okay, that's it for me. Thank you.
Okay, there are no further questions in line. Therefore, as a reminder, it is 01 to ask a question. There are no further questions at this time, so please go ahead, speakers.
All right. In that case, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening, and speak to you, if not before, so in August for the second quarter results. Thank you very much.
Thank you.